joined by Wissam Tarif again from the human rights group ISAN, who's been providing regular updates on the situation in Syria. Wissam, what have you been hearing today?
Well, there's a heavy military presence all over in Damascus suburbs, Aleppo, Homs, tanks around Benias. I've just talked with someone in Dara that totally explained that the army has not left the old town of the city, and more troops of security forces, especially military security forces, arrived to Dara. Nevertheless, protests has just started half an hour ago in Benias, in Damascus, inside Damascus, the heart of Damascus, Medan area. There's protests also in Qamishli, in Harast, in Hasaka. There's protests in Ain Arab, in Aleppo as well. And people are chanting that people want to topple the regime.
Yesterday we were talking about how desperate the regime was to avoid big protests in Damascus. So what's the significance then if people coming out on the streets in the capital?
Well, the people in Damascus are aware now that the Damascus, people who live in the suburbs of Damascus, like Harasta, Douma, or Ghouta area, would be very difficult for them to arrive to inside Damascus to protest. We have seen two attempts in the last 2 weeks on Fridays to take over a square in Damascus, and the security apparatus responded brutally to that. But simultaneously, we have seen protests in Medan. This is the third week, actually, not the second week, where people protest in Medan. Today, Medan protest is bigger than it was in the last 2 weeks. It left from Al-Hassan Mosque, and people from other areas around Al-Medan, as we're speaking, on my... I'm receiving feedbacks that are trying to join them in Medan. So, of course, people are aware that at this stage of the regime brutality, the regime oppression, they have to act themselves, neighborhood by neighborhood, and I think that's what we're seeing now in inside Damascus in Medan area.
What's your source for the information on Damascus?
I have someone in Damascus, so right now we have a researcher in Damascus. He is in Medan at the moment, who just received video. It's all over the news. Medan protests itself, I think Al Jazeera picked up on that, and many other media outlets.
Where exactly is that area?
Medan is inside Damascus. It's one of the most populated area inside Damascus. It's next to the old city.
And could it become a sort of terrorist square?
I think at this stage today, it's very early to predict where the square will be in Syria. In Benias, today we have been seeing like thousands of people. I think this is the biggest demo so far in Benias. In Jassim area, people took over a square, actually, and they have called it the Freedom Square. But Jassim is not in Damascus. If we're talking about Tahrir Square in Damascus, I think we will have to wait to see how things develop today, perhaps later on in the afternoon.
Okay, Wissam, thank you very much. Keep us posted.
I will. Just one more note. I've just said that the tanks are circulating inside the city of Homs. We have seen tanks and confirmed tanks yesterday around the city of Homs, but the tanks have entered the downtown of Homs just 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.